Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Our web address is crossandthrone.com. I'll repeat that. It's crossandthrone.com. Please go to our website. You'll be able to download our radio programs for free, these messages that we give here. And also on our website, you'll be able to get access to some very good study tools, especially the Companion Bible and a few other items. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 847-312-4676. And I want to say hello to some of our new listeners today. We have new listeners in Indianapolis. Thank you for being with us. And also, we have new listeners in Peoria, Illinois, at our new time there. And it's good to have you all, and we hope that you find some benefit from this program. One of our goals here is to teach you something every day. Each day on this program, we desire to teach you something about God and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And sometimes we may repeat a program because we think it's necessary to repeat some very vital teachings. And so our goal here is not to multiply as many messages as possible, but to give you some substance. And so we hope that we accomplish that. And if you want us down in your area to have some meetings, we would be happy to be there. Please just contact us. We've met in homes. We were just down, we were in Nashville, Tennessee last week, Huntsville, Alabama. We were recently in Amarillo, Texas. We were up in the Ludington, Michigan area. And we've been in South Carolina and a few other places teaching the Word of God. We are not associated with any denomination. We have no creeds to sign. We believe in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we believe that the Scriptures are given by inspiration of God. The 66 books, as they are in your common English Bible, are the Word and words of the living God, and it's from there only that we get teaching, not from dreams or visions, not from philosophy, but we judge all these things by what is written in the Word of God, and we hope that you will follow that example. And again, to those of you who are new listeners, we have one goal in mind, is to help you become students of the Word of God and put it into practice. And one of the important things is we hope that you become a daily Bible reader, and you'll read through the Scriptures every day. We think that's very important because you really, it's God has spoken to you, and it's our responsibility, and I use that term, responsibility, to understand and to know what He has said to us and seek to put it in practice. And if you go back into our website, we gave you a message on rightly dividing the Word of Truth, because that's a very important principle that needs to be followed, because some of God's Word is written to one company of people and some of it is written to another company of people, and we need to rightly divide the Word of Truth in order to put it into practice correctly. So that's all on that. Today we want to talk to you about what God has made Christ to be unto us. What has God made Christ to be unto us? And to start off, we're going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'm turning my pages, and if you're driving, just listen in and go back and look at these scriptures on your own. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says this, verse 29, "No flesh should glory in His presence." No flesh should glory in His presence. A good example of that is found in the four Gospels. The disciples were, on a number of occasions, were arguing about which one of them is the greatest. And some of them wanted a higher place in the coming kingdom. And I can see the conversation. I can see Peter saying, well, I deserve this. I'm the greatest because of my great confession. I can see John responding by saying, yeah, but I'm closer to Him than you are. And then maybe afterwards they started pointing out their faults against each other. You know, you find out when you start bragging about your accomplishments, the more you brag about what you accomplish, the more you point out the faults in others. And I found that to be absolutely true in my experience with dealing with other people. The more they become self-centered and more they think that they have accomplished something that no one else has, the more they become fault-finding in others. And so, and their testimony is no longer about Christ, but it's about them. And now there is room for testimony, because Paul gave his on a number of occasions, but the testimony that Paul gave was not the kind of testimony that a lot of these folks are given today, where they're bragging about their accomplishments and to the belittlement of others. Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul said, "No flesh shall glory in his presence." And remember, when Peter and them started bragging about it, and when they started deciding which one of them is the greatest, remember, and each time, this is a little study for you, every time they started arguing about who is the greatest, the Lord Jesus said to them, "What were you guys talking about?" And it says, on every occasion that they did not answer him, they were silent. And you know why they were silent? They were silent because they would never dare bragging or talking about which one of them was the greatest in the presence of their Savior. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and these men were trying to exalt themselves. They would never brag in his presence. And the same is true of us. So no flesh will glory in his presence, but of him. Speaking of God are ye in Christ Jesus. Are you a believer today? If you are a believer, you're in Christ Jesus. And if you're in Christ Jesus, it's because God has put you there. Thank God for it. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth or boasts, let him glory in the Lord. Now ponder these words. And so often we read through these passages very, very quickly, and we miss the meaning there because of not being too careful. But it says here that God has made Christ four things unto us. Now, I know we can go to other scriptures and find others, but we're just going to stick with 1 Corinthians 1 right now, that he has been made four things unto us. First, he's made wisdom. Now, this is in reference to how we think. In 1 Corinthians, the Corinthians were boasting about the wisdom of this world. They were boasting in Plato and Aristotle and all the philosophers. But and they were boasting in the ability of a speaker and the ability of oratory. But friends, the oratory of Patrick Henry is not needed and is a great hindrance when it comes to the body of Christ and the teachings of the cross of Christ. Now, God has made Christ to be unto us wisdom. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1 that this great message, this preaching of the cross, is foolishness unto those that are perishing. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. And so the very message of God regarding Christ's sacrifice and justifying us is foolishness to the world in its wisdom. So Christ has made unto us wisdom from God. Now, next thing it says, he's made our righteousness as well. You and I have no righteousness in and of ourselves. Even our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, says Isaiah. It doesn't say our bad things are filthy rags, our sins, but even our righteousness is as filthy rags. Now, if our rightness, the things that we do that are right, our own righteousness, and the righteousness in our own eyes, as it were, even those things are filthy rags. So how much more even our sinful acts? And so Paul says that he's made righteousness unto us. You and I are declared righteous based on the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It says that God's righteousness is revealed from heaven, it is found in the cross of Christ. We are declared righteous by God because of Christ. It's God's righteousness put to for us, according to Romans 3. And it's a gift. It's ours in Christ Jesus. Are you righteous? Yes, you are, believer. You're righteous in Christ because of what he's accomplished. Now, next thing it says is he's also our sanctification. Now, Romans 3 talks about how Christ is his work on the cross, and because of that, God declares us righteous. But here, in 1 Corinthians 1, we're also told that he's our sanctification, and that teaching is found in Romans 6. Christ is also our sanctification, and another word for sanctification is holiness. And people today are always struggling to be holy. They want to live a sanctified life, and they're trying to earn it by their works in the flesh. They think that they have to earn sanctification. But listen, before we go further, I want you to think, dear friend, that Christ is made unto you sanctification just as much as he's made unto you righteousness. Did you hear that? You're trying to live holy, which is a good desire. We want to please God. We want to have a practical walk that is set apart to God and does the right works. But friends, you and I need to realize that we already are sanctified in Christ Jesus. We're there. You and I in Christianity have as a starting point what religion has for a goal. Religion tries to give you works in order to sanctify you, whereas in the Bible and in Christianity and in Paul's letters, you and I are already sanctified before we raised one of our fingers to try to please God. It's ours already in Christ. Isn't that a great start? It relieves you of pressure. Because you don't have to try to get holy, you already are, and because of your position, now walk worthy of your calling. And you'll find that you'll have a practical sanctification and without too much effort. Now, I'm not trying to do away with your struggles with certain sins in your life, but before you worry about those things, realize first that you are already sanctified in Christ regardless of your practice. You are sanctified already. Now, notice what else it says. It also says that He is also our redemption. Of Him, of God, are we in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification, and finally, and redemption. We found righteousness in Romans 3, we found sanctification in Romans 6, and in Romans 8 it talks about our redemption. And this is referring to resurrection, dear friends, resurrection. You and I cannot do anything to redeem ourselves. We cannot stay alive by our own efforts. Every man is heading toward a grave. If you read Psalm 49, I'm going to turn there real quick, the 49th Psalm. Psalm 49, we read this, that, and it's a message to all the inhabitants of the world. And it says, here, he says, they that boast in their wealth, there's rich people, and that they that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceaseth forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. Friends, you and I are all headed to a grave, but in Christ Jesus we have redemption. God will redeem us from the grave. Notice how in 1 Corinthians Paul paints Christ as an all-the-way-home Savior. We have wisdom in Christ, we have righteousness in Christ, we have sanctification in Christ, and we have redemption. We're living and we're looking for that day when God will give us resurrection bodies, no more to die and to see corruption, but it's only found in Christ Jesus. We have it in Him. I wish I can go on. I wish I had more time to discuss this, but I hope I've given you enough to go back and look at these passages. Remember, these are already ours in Christ. We have wisdom, we have righteousness, we have sanctification and redemption. We have resurrection hope. Well, friends, this is Dan Sheridan, and our web address is crossandthrone.com. Again, it's crossandthrone.com. Please go there and get our free downloads of our audio files that you hear here on this program. And if you have any questions, please give us a call at 847-312-4676. Again, this program is brought to you by our friends who believe in this message and want to see it go forth. If you want to help us out and keep the program running, please let us know. Our phone number, 847-312-4676. Until next time, no flesh shall glory in His presence, so boast and rejoice in the Lord.